880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, like the guy said, this is Jim Freed. Welcome to Freed on Business. We've got a terrific show today. We've got my friend Jason Katz here filming the show live. Of course, Juan riding us on the deck. Johnny tweeting the show. Mike Alec. I'll get that right eventually. Alcantara, right? All right, Mike Alcantara is going to be with us later on talking about how he spooled up our WordPress website. It's looking really good. We've got Jody Wolger. Okay, I got to come clean right now. I had an eye test earlier today. I can't see a darn thing. In fact, last night I even had an eye test. While I was trying to make a left-hand turn, this woman cut me off, and she asked me how many fingers she was holding up. I said I can read between the lines and see quite clearly. Okay, but bump. Our other guest today is going to be Dr. Victor Franks. Dr. Franks today is going to talk about digestive issues and acid reflux. Dr. Judy Wolger is here today. We're going to talk about you health's Fit Friendly Initiative. That's where they're trying to get people from the executive suite all the way on down to help fitness in their organizations. You know, we talk about that all the time and how important that is. Of course, it takes a couple seconds to do some business news. Stocks were down today on some earnings data. The Senate passed a three-month suspension of the debt limit, and the Kentucky GOP sees growth in cannabis farming. How did that get in here? We'll be right back after this short message. We're going to start out with Dr. Judy Wolger. We're going to have a great show today. Hope you stick with us. If you're stuck on that traffic they were talking about, keep it here, because you never know what's going to happen, because I'm starting to arc on the Gatorade and coffee. Stay with us. Don't know what's coming up other than the doctor. All right, when you're looking to buy or lease a car and you want to get every advantage that you can, that's why you check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. Exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for an entire year. Always the best prices, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
At the heart of medical breakthroughs are doctors who refuse to accept the status quo. There's one health system that supports their efforts like no other, providing an environment that encourages innovation and life-saving discoveries. That's why world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine practice here, literally transforming medicine as we know it. Our doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. And isn't that who you want taking care of you? We are U Health, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
Hey everybody, this is John Mahoney with SocialMedia305.com. Many of you might know us as the online voice for the Freed on Business radio show. And what we do, we provide you access to your community using social media platforms. Now we know most businesses are looking to take advantage of this and stay in touch with their community and their customers, but they're not quite sure what platforms to use or even when to use them. We can help you overcome this hurdle. We know where the market is, how to find them, how to track the conversations, and most importantly, how to engage your brand. You can reach us at any anytime at 305-710-2273. Again, call us at 305-710-2273 or feel free to drop us an email at contact@socialmedia305.com. Again, that's contact@socialmedia305.com.
This is Rob Denton, President and CEO of True North Financial. America is stuck in a once-in-a-lifetime recession. It's affected us all. For many small businesses, the reminder is the constant phone calls from creditors and collection agencies. I talk to business owners all the time that are good people. They just need a reset of their credit situation. There are a few options today for the small business person faced with credit issues. True North Financial knows these options and can help you decide which course is best for you. True North Financial is here to give you a seat at the table with your creditors. True North Financial will give you a free credit analysis to see if you meet the criteria for our services. For more information, call me at 954-379-4738 or go to our website, www.truenorthfinancial.net. Let True North Financial start helping you today.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, like the dude says, this is Jim Freed, and I get this all the time. I get, Jim Freed, hey, you, how do I meet you in person? Well, let me tell you how you meet me in person. You could have met me yesterday at the rollout at Fit Friendly over at the U, but since you weren't there, try to meet me at the Celebrity Golf Classic. That's coming up this weekend, the NFL Alumni Caring for Kids Classic. It's February 8th and 9th. That's next weekend. Listen to me. So there's still time. Call my friend Howard Fabian at 305-987-6041 or Dolphin legend Larry Ball at 954-632. Oh, there goes the doctor again, 8173. It's an awesome event. If you want to play golf and meet some really cool dudes that used to play in the NFL or currently play in the NFL, this is your tournament. It helps a great cause, the Kids Cancer Foundation, the Children's Healing Institute. It's Friday, February 8th, the casino at Coconut Creek, and then the golf tournament is the next day, and the golf tournament is at the Madison Green Golf Club. Again, if you want more information, call my friend Howard Fabian. He's the treasurer of the NFL alumni here at South Florida. His number is 305-987-6041 or call Dolphin legend Larry Ball at 954-632. I'll guess it's 8173. Your better bet is getting Howard. I could read his number clearly. Also, if you want to see me, you can meet me at the IMN conference. That's going to be February 11th and 12th at the Ritz-Carlton, Fort Lauderdale. It's a great place to network and meet business people. I've met many people that I'm doing business with on a constant basis at the IMN events. If you'd like more information about the event, you can call my good friend Steve Glenner. Steve's phone number is, oh gosh, here we go again, 212-901-0536. Or is that a 6? No, it's 0536. Oh, boy. If you think you need glasses, go out. Don't be an old man like me. Or you can always get the information at imn.org. It's a great event, great people, great information, lots of opportunities. And if you can't make either of those, you can see me at the UF Real Estate Trends and Strategies Conference in Orlando, February 22nd and 23rd. A lot of the people you hear on this show talking about real estate, including Terry Stiles and Tim Becker, are going to be there along with 400 attendees. It's at the Peabody Orlando. Stanley Tate is going to be speaking there. All kinds of big shots. If you want to know what's going on in real estate and you want to make sure you tap into the number one network for real estate, be there at the UF Trends and Policy Conference. To register, call 352-392-1701. And now that I've gotten all the housekeeping away, I can get to the important part. We're speaking today with Dr. Judy Woolger. She's our guest on today's show. We're going to discuss UHealth's Fit Friendly Initiative. Dr. Woolger is co-director of the Executive Medicine Program at UHealth. As obesity rates continue to rise among adults, UHealth is teaming up with the American Heart Association to help local employers create fit friendly workplaces. You've heard us talk on the show how important it is to have an overall level of fitness in your firm, because it helps impact not only your insurance costs, but your profitability. Dr. Wolger, welcome to the show.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Juan, she's not talking in the mic. Give me a second there.
Hello.
All right. Is that better, Juan? Do I get a thumbs up?
Yes, sir. Much better.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Wolger. And boy, now I wish that you could see her on TV. She's got that smile that's going to make you relax so that you'll come sign up and get fit. Now, tell me, what is this fit-friendly thing you got going on here, Dr. Wolger?
Well, what we're trying to do is get some companies to enlist any of their employees to come in for executive physicals. We try to keep it in a compact time frame because we know everyone's working, trying to stay at work. But within less than 3 hours, we can get people in for their history and physical, for their blood test, for chest x-ray, EKGs, bone density screening, pulmonary function test. You know, just a real comprehensive look at someone's overall health.
Now, I see that it's Dr. Eugene Safey, MD Pavilion. Is that Steph's dad?
Yes, it is.
All
the
right.
One and only.
All right. Steph says that you should go to the UHealth stuff, too. Now, this is really important, and I really don't want, you know, I make a lot of jokes and I have a lot of smiles, but let me tell you why I think this is important. I have a friend of mine. He runs probably a $1 billion corporation. It's one of my biggest clients. His father-in-law, about 6 years ago, went and had one of those full body, I guess it's a CAT scan that they do.
They can be done. Mm-hmm.
Okay, is it a CAT scan or whatever? But they did the full body scan, and they found very early liver cancer. Saved the dude's life. That's what we're talking about here, isn't it?
The technology's amazing these days. Absolutely.
Okay, so if somebody is going to be using this absolutely amazing technologies, they're getting like, an abdominal aortic ultrasound? What is all this stuff? It sounds really invasive.
Well, no, what we've done is we've created a basic list of things that people would do as part of their executive physical. Some of the things I listed before, the electrocardiogram, chest x-ray, bone density screen, pulmonary function test, blood work, basic nutrition panel, and that would be a basic package. Then if someone else has a specific concern that's based on their family history, their own personal history, or they have some other complaint, then we would go on and do some of those other tests you were just reading, like the abdominal ultrasound or the CAT scan or those kinds of studies.
Now, yesterday at the rollout, Dr. Sacco was giving out some statistics.
They were frightening.
One of the things that really got me was that medical cost for obesity is over $1,400 a person per year, and the cost of their inactivity is $2,500 a year. And we're talking about spending $1,000 to see if that's really hurt them. It sounds like a pretty good trade-off to me.
Absolutely. I think that a lot of Americans these days are spending time really racing around, got to do this, got to do that. Everyone's walking around looking at their iPhones.
Well, who would do that?
I don't know, Jim.
Sounds like me.
I don't know.
Not me.
Not me. Do you ever look at the iPhone on the elevator? Can't take 15 seconds to relax. But anyway, what we're trying to do is say, come on, you can come in, and in less than 3 hours, we'll have it all done, give the results back to you, for the most part, right there on the spot. And you've got a glimpse at your medical situation. Again, in some cases, we might say, well, you do need a little bit more testing, and it may involve some other day or some other test. But for that basic package, we can get you in and out pretty quickly.
Now, we're talking strictly about stuff that executives are doing. But is there something else?
You don't have to be an executive to do it.
Oh, there you go. I wanted to make sure you don't have to be an executive to do it. Now this sounds pretty expensive. Are some of these tests covered by people's insurance?
Yeah, some of the tests are covered by insurance, so it's a choice. In this situation, though, what we do is get them all done on the same day, and we don't have to go through any insurance authorizations. Sometimes we'll have someone who maybe has a big fear about getting lung cancer because their mom had it, or they smoked in a remote past, but insurance may
or
not.
Or they stopped last
or
week.
But insurance may not authorize it, and they'll end up with a bill if they do the test. So there are some cases where people simply want these tests to be done, and they don't want to wait for an approval through the insurance company.
Now, another person that I saw at the event yesterday was my friend Jeff Farmer, the ex-wrestler who also happens to be Dr. Goldschmidt's wellness guru over there. And he took us through the Wellness Center. And I just wanted to say a couple of things that we saw. We saw, obviously, your usual classes that they give. Mm-hmm. But I saw a pool where you can do stretching. I saw state-of-the-art facilities. But the thing that that is most impactful to me is the location and the fact that I view that little room that it's actually a big room, but that window out onto the dolphin as sort of like a beacon, a healthcare beacon, if you will. And it sits there at one of the busiest intersections in the city, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands per week pass that on their way to their jobs, eating their donuts, on their way home, having their cheese and crackers. And if they would pull off and spend 45 minutes in there while traffic cleared, they'd probably get home only about 15 or 20 minutes later, but they would live to make that trip so many more times. What am I missing?
That's absolutely correct. And you know, a lot of studies are showing that you don't even have to do a full 45 minutes.
Even better.
You know, just get in there and get some exercise done. A little aerobic activity, a little bit of weightlifting is what we need to protect the heart and the bones.
And ladies, I got to tell you, the guys weren't chopped liver. And guys, I got to tell you, the ladies weren't chopped liver. Did I just say chopped liver twice on this show? I've been waiting for 3 years to say chopped liver.
Please don't say that anymore.
I'm not going to say that anymore.
Thanks.
Okay. Should I go to a break or do I got more time for Dr. Judy? I got more time for excellent. So doctor, how did you get involved with wanting to take up this kind of a cause at the hospital? In fact, doctor, what's your personal specialty?
I'm in internal medicine, board certified in internal medicine. I've been working with the executive medicine program for the last 5 years, and something we've been trying to develop where we can get, but finally with the creation of the Safety Pavilion. We've got
Steph's Pop.
Yeah, just a little plug
there.
High
five to Steph.
But we're so happy because when people come there, we can do all of these studies literally in the same space. We don't have to send someone off to an X-ray area to get their studies done. It's all the EKG is done in the room where they have their examination. It's all done in one location. So it really saves walking across campus.
You know, I was going to donate that golf cart, but now I guess I don't have to.
We don't need it.
Now, another thing that I wanted to bring up was that I think that the holistic approach is very important. I think that people need to get their detailed understanding of where they're at. I think a lot of people are afraid to do that because they're afraid of what they might find. And one of the things that's a policy of where we work at our office is that if something's making you uptight, tackle it head on and address it. Look at it, because if you let it go, you're going to end up having a much worse problem. And that's not good for anybody involved.
It's very good advice. I think the other thing that I hear in my day is a lot of people come in and they say they haven't come to the doctor in a long time because they've been afraid. Well, I didn't want to. I knew you'd be mad at me because I didn't do my labs, or I knew you'd tell me I was too fat, and they're worried. I'm not mad. I'm glad they came in finally. So I don't think you have to have so much of a fear about going in. Just go in, like you said, tackle it head on and go in and see where you are and what you could maybe do to improve it a little bit.
You know, the most important thing about taking care of one's family or one's business, both things are what is probably the most important thing to any executive that's listening or that's out there. The most important thing is making sure that nobody has to worry about you. And the way that you make sure they don't have to worry about you is by getting yourself checked. And Judy, doctor, I'm so sorry. She walked in and introduced herself as Judy. Doctor, if you could hang out, we've got to go to a short break, but this topic is so important, I'd like to spend a little more time. So please stick with us. We'll be right back after this short message. The guy's going to say, you're listening to Freed on Business again, and I'm going to say, that's right, you are. Juan, take me out with some solid music, but save the good stuff for the next time.
This is Rob Denton, President and CEO of True North Financial. America is stuck in a once-in-a-lifetime recession. It's affected all of us. For many small businesses, the reminder is constant phone calls from creditors and collection agencies. I talk to business owners all the time that are good people that just need a reset of their credit situation. Vendors, banks, leasing companies all want to get paid. True North Financial will help you reorganize your debt picture so you can get back to the business of doing business. We're fact-based and proactive. You deserve a professional who knows how to help you navigate these trying times. For more information, call me at 954-379-4000. 4738 or go to our website at www.truenorthfinancial.net. Let True North Financial start helping you today.
Hey, everybody. This is John Mahoney with SocialMedia305.com. Many of you might know us as the online voice for the Freedom Business Radio Show. And what we do, we provide you access to your community using social media platforms. Now, we know most businesses are looking to take advantage of this and stay in touch with their community and their customers, but they're not quite sure what platforms to use or even when to use them. We can help you overcome this hurdle. We know where the market is, how to find them, how to track the conversations, and most importantly, how to engage your brand. You can reach us at any time at 305-710-2273. Again, call us at 305-710-2273 or feel free to drop us an email at contact@socialmedia305.com. Again, that's contact@socialmedia305.com.
Ask Dr. Victor Franks how I lost 40 pounds in 4 months under his supervision. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to relax and stay that way for hours. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.AskDrFranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. This is Jim Freed. Like the guy said, Juan, you got the music down. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. All right. Rolling on there. Rolling on. I want to thank Jason Katz for coming in and throwing a little film down with us. Juan is steering the show. Johnny's got his fingers flying. And we're here with Dr. Judy Wolger. She's our guest on today's show, and we're going to be discussing UHealth's Fit Friendly Initiative. A Fit Friendly Initiative is an initiative to get fitness into the workplace. Dr. Wolger, back on the show. Now, you've been involved with the executive wellness and executive medicine program at UHealth for 5 years. So that means a couple of years ago when my wife went in for surgery at Baskin Palmer and I got treated like a king, it was on your watch.
Absolutely.
I got to tell everybody out there, I have never been treated in a medical facility like this. My wife had to go in for a little elective. No, it wasn't actually elective surgery. It was surgery where we were, was trying to fix a problem that had occurred at another hospital. And they brought us in, and my wife was in surgery. It was the 4th of July. That's why I don't forget. Well, I wouldn't forget anyway. I love you, honey. And while she was in surgery, I crashed. I felt just like Gloria and Emilio. It was like a movie star. So when you go to this executive wellness program that you've been running, you feel like a movie star, but you don't have to be one to be a member, do you?
That is true. That's true. We try to give personalized care. We have someone greet you at the door to make sure you know where you're going. Although, again, since we're all in one spot, it's pretty easy to figure out.
Okay, we're going to hold off because we got Jeff Farmer. You know, he's got that wrestler thing going, so he was a little late. Jeff, come on, push the door hard. I know you got the muscles. Come on in here. No, you don't have to put the music on. Jeff, we can do this live. Now, Jeff, we've been talking a little bit about the Fit Friendly thing going on here. That's right. I'm going to give you a little time to get your headset on there. Jeff, welcome to the show, buddy.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's my absolute pleasure. Now, Judy and I were going over, Dr. Wolger and I were going over the Fit Friendly and the Executive Wellness Program, and it's something that's really cool. That one won't work, Jeff.
Okay.
So you'll just have to listen to me, and someday we'll get on a better station that has all the headset outlets working.
Well, I can hear you just fine.
Yeah, you can hear me good. Now, tell us a little bit about the facilities that they use for the executive wellness and the Fit Friendly program.
Well, we have a really amazing facility right there at the University of Miami. Over there?
No, speak into the mic so people can hear you.
Okay. We have a really incredible facility, about 50,000 square foot feet there at the Medical Wellness Center, and of course it encompasses everything. But one of the interesting things about our wellness center is that we really start where other gyms take off. So what we're trying to do is really integrate more of the medicine side of the Medical Wellness Center into integrating that into the wellness center as well.
Well, wait a minute now. I've always gone to these exercise places, and they've got their certified fitness dude or fitness dudette, and they give me this chart, and they make sure that I don't hurt myself a couple times, and then they kind of disappear. Now, that's been my experience. Call me unusual. Say that's an unusual case. I really don't think it is. What's so different about your place?
Well, we have, of course, certified trainers there as well, but we have a new program that we just started called Easy Fit, and what that is a basic program for people who really have no real experience about exercise, have maybe never been in a gym before, and it's a really basic routine that we go through and explain to the participants and train them on this routine, and we follow them along. They get a fitness card. They get, monitoring the whole time, so they definitely get taken care of.
Now, I've been in there. I've gotten the tour. I saw your old offices. I saw your new offices. I saw the wellness pool. I've seen the fabulous machines. I've seen the space machines. But what is it that makes the facility different to me is that it's central to everybody. And we've been talking with Dr. Judy over here. I got to just do it that way. I think that's it. You deserve a Dr. Judy.
You weren't pronouncing it right the other times anyway.
Yeah, so what can I tell you?
So go with Dr. Judy.
Okay, we're going with Dr. Judy here now, and we could call this with Mr. Jeff over here. But the thing that, to me, makes it different is that the senior person can go, the middle-level person can go, the associate-level person can go, the assistant and staff can go. There's something for everybody, and the reason there's something for everybody is that everybody has something they want to work on and fix. And I can't really think of too many people that don't want to be fit. Jeff, what's going on over there with that?
Well, one of the things we're also focused on, of course, because we're in the heart of the medical district, is prevention. And that's really a big key that we're going to start focusing on even more. And we're integrating again with some of the medical facilities that are there. So people that are maybe pre-op or post-op that need to come in after any kind of medical procedure, being able to take care of them and get them back on track and back in the game, so to speak.
Now, I've seen a bunch of machines over at the Marlins ballpark, which is still there even though some of the players aren't. And I've seen the U-Health banner on top of that. Is that one of the facilities that people can go to if they want to get fit? Or is that just for Dr. Kaplan and his rehab people?
I think that's reserved for physical. I think we have a physical therapy department there.
Yeah. Dr. Kaplan, right?
Yeah, but I think it's more, I'm not sure it's geared toward wellness, but more someone who's going there for a medical cause for actual physical therapy.
I really think it's slightly different. Yeah, I don't know. You know, if you're in there and you're not having a hot dog, I think you're doing some wellness activity. Now, Jeff, I've been there. I've seen some workouts. I know my wife is going to start going there to work out because she's the lovely Miss Vivian Freed, and she has the time and the energy to put in there. What can a person expect on their first day, their second week, that kind of thing? Because I think people are kind of concerned and scared, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the things that we really focus on is a basic orientation, because a lot of people, you know, first going into a wellness center, you know, they don't really know what all the machines do, and they look really, you know, exotic and funky, and you don't know what's going on. So we really like to take the time to explain the muscles they're using, the machines are going to be working, getting the settings right so that they fit the machine properly, and really helping them understand what they're doing, not just saying, hey, get over here and do this 10 times. And we really try to educate them on what they're working on.
Well, you know, we don't have much time left. I just want to tell people how to get in touch with you. Jeff, you know, I used up a lot of time describing your graceful entrance into the studio. So if people want to find out more about the fitness facility and more about the Get Fit executive fitness thing, Jeff, how do they find you? Dr. Judy, how do they find you?
Well, we're located on 14th Street, 1120 Northwest 14th Street in the Clinical Research Building, and they can contact us through there. So,
okay. Expertly done, Jeff.
Well, I don't have the number right in front of me.
That's okay. Fumble with some papers for a couple minutes while Dr. Wolger.
That's all right.
Wolger. It's not all right. We want to get it right at least once. Dr. Judy Wolger here is going to tell us exactly how to get a hold of her and get more information on the Fit Friendly Initiative at UHealth.
Our office is right next to the Wellness Center, so it's very convenient. And our telephone number is 305- 243-2738.
Now, we have some New York Jet fans in the audience, so you're going to need to repeat that a little slower.
305-243-2738.
Okay, Jeff still hasn't got it figured out, but since he's located right next to Dr. Woolger?
Yes,
you are. All right!
All right, I do have it figured out. So ours is 305-243-7662.
Okay, say it again because you were talking into the air.
All right, 7662.
No, so the whole number,
305-243-7662.
They don't know how to say phone numbers. That they know how to get you well and keep you well. They're friends at U Health. We'll be right back after this short break. You guys were terrific. Oh, Juan, you brought me back before I was ready. Weren't they great? Hey, I want to tell everybody about my friends at Warren Henry. You know, it's a good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my Infiniti from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for a whole year. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned legacy cars, you'll always get the Warren Henry Advantage. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 3.5 decades. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Hey, everybody. This is John Mahoney with SocialMedia305.com. Many of you might know us as the online voice for the Freed On Business radio show. And what we do, we provide you access to your community using social media platforms. Now, we know most businesses are looking to take advantage of this and stay in touch with their community and their customers, but they're not quite sure what platforms to use or even when to use them. We can help you overcome this hurdle. We know where the market is, how to find them, how to track the conversations, and most importantly, how to engage your brand. You can reach us at any time at 305-710-2273. Again, call us at 305-710-2273 or feel free to drop us an email at contact@socialmedia305.com. Again, that's contact@socialmedia305.com.
Ask Dr. Franks about his executive reboot camp. Ask Dr. Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.askdrfranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
And now, WZAB traffic.
Taking a look at the afternoon commute, MacArthur Causeway not looking good in either direction. Westbound from Alton to Star Island, it is backed up. And eastbound, the right lane is blocked at Biscayne Boulevard, still due to a disabled vehicle. 95 southbound approaching Miami Gardens, the right lane is blocked because of a disabled vehicle. Also, Dolphin westbound, the left lane is blocked at Milam Dairy because of an earlier accident. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at Total Traffic MIA.
Is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350.
Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. That was one raucous section with the UHealth folks today. It's really terrific when they come in and we do the whole thing. We've got Mike Alcantara on. We're going to talk about the website. Mike is the CEO of Alcantara Media. He's a master website designer. We're going to discuss the evolution of the Freedom Business website, WordPress tips, SEO tips, general website ideas from one of South Florida's top website designers. So if you haven't been to www.freedombusiness.com, you're missing out. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thank you for having me.
Oh, welcome back, Mike. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the improvements that you made. We had a WordPress site before.
Right.
We were getting statistics on it. It was going great. But then you made a switch. You totally changed the feel and focus and total way that people experienced the website. How'd you do that?
Absolutely, Jim. Well, basically, we went with a different layout. We're still on the WordPress platform, but we created a whole new website design that engages with visitors and allows them to receive the content and read it a lot better. And also, we minimized a lot of the incorrect statistics that we were getting from the website due to this new design.
Okay. Now, with the website design being so different, and minimizing the incorrect statistics, how did you do that? Because to me, it just looks better. It pops. There's more activity. It keeps my eye there better. I like the old one, but this one is so cool.
Absolutely, absolutely. The design works for the visitor. So when they come into the website, they can experience all of the content that you create a lot better than it was before. This means we have higher conversion and people stay on the site longer.
And it's all about keeping eyeballs on the site so that people can see the content and the ads and all the other stuff.
Absolutely.
Now, if you say absolutely one more time, everybody out there is going to have to take a pull off their beer, Mike.
All right.
All right? So no more absolutely.
You got it.
All right. That was absolutely awesome. Now, a couple of tips, because I know a lot of people are out there. They think they're WordPress aficionados. What are some of the neat things that you've learned with all your activities and plugins and stuff like that? See, I even know a word.
Well, WordPress is a very diverse platform to develop websites in, and it's very important that you keep it updated. WordPress comes out with updates usually once a month or, usually within 2 months you have a new update. And the updates are important because they keep your website protected from being hacked or other security issues.
Oh, I know about being hacked. Somebody did that on my Twitter site last week. But the updates, sometimes they confuse me. I mean, I know that we have to do a handhold next time I upload the show because I didn't understand how to load the iTunes, whatever they call it, and the RSS feed, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
But I do want to tell you that I appreciate the tips that you've given me on SEO, because I've gone from a red ball to an orange ball, and I got my first green ball this week.
Yeah, absolutely. We use, you got it, we use...
Ah, everybody take a poll.
We use WordPress for Yoast, Yoast for WordPress plugin that helps us SEO the website, and that's one of the new features that the website actually has as well.
Well, it really is cool to me, and it's really easy to do. It takes me about an hour to do the show broadcast. It takes me about 20 minutes to edit the show, and then it takes me about 5 minutes to upload it, but then it takes a good solid half hour to 45 minutes to make sure that it's posted correctly. Am I slow, or is that about what it might take?
That's about what it takes, and I think every webmaster and anybody who has a website should definitely take time in creating their content and putting it out.
I am the webmaster.
Jim, but something we didn't talk about is that the new design is actually responsive. What that means is the website looks great across multiple size devices.
Oh, wait a minute now. I didn't try that. Hold on a minute. So this looks the same on my iPhone as it does on my iPad, as it does on my my AirBook, MacBook thing?
It doesn't look the same. It looks better.
Really?
Because the way that the website is displayed in an iPhone and an iPad is a lot different than it would be display on an actual website computer.
How so?
It's responsive, so that means the layout and the way people navigate fits the way that you would in a phone.
Oh, so what we've got here is that it, when somebody attaches into the website, it goes, I'm on a phone, and it gives them a certain signal?
You got it, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, Mike. Great. That's just awesome because I knew that was a problem for me before. Now, that's a couple of the WordPress tips. What are a couple of the SEO tips you can throw out there for some of our aficionados that are listening?
All right, well, before we go into tips, three things that every business owner needs to know about SEO or website webmaster needs to know about SEO is, number one, it's not cheap. Number two, it takes time. And number three, if it's done right, it delivers trackable results.
Yeah, I've noticed that I'm starting to get inquiries off my website for both radio and real estate, as well as getting a bunch of likes, Google Plus things, and Facebook follows. It's really cool to see you're doing your magic. What do you got planned for down the road that we're going to be doing, Mike?
Well, Jim, SEO has several layers. There's pay-per-click, there's organic search, and there's local search. Right now, we're doing a blended strategy of organic and local search.
Uh-huh. What are we going to do to enhance things after that?
Well, eventually, we want to actually tackle pay-per-click as well and basically have people come to the website from all different angles using the search engine.
Wow, that sounds really exciting. I guess that's what we're going to talk about on your next episode next month. Now, Mike, we've only got about a minute left, and I know there may be people out there that want to get a hold of you. How do they do that?
Okay, well, if you need web development or search engine optimization, contact Alcantara Media, South Florida's top internet marketing agency, toll free at 855-252-6334.
You see, and Mike's not tooting his own horn there. It's really true. Mike is the local expert on WordPress and is the president of the local WordPress group here. So Mike's just not talking out of his hat, but he can't say that. I can. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Stick with us because we have got Dr. Victor Franks coming up for his segment. It is going to be smoking good. We're going to talk about digestive issues, acid reflux. Oop, excuse me. Back after this. Juan, take us out.
Be all right. Hey, come on. Don't you get too lost in all I say. You're the time I really felt that way.
Well, you heard Mike talking about the quality that he uses on our website. And another group that I have a relationship with is Warren Henry, and they are just as top quality as you get. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you always want to get every advantage that you can, and that's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. Exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
America is stuck in a once-in-a-lifetime recession. For many businesses, the effects are felt almost daily with reduced cash flow while fielding calls from creditors, collection agencies, or attorneys. True North Financial is there to stop the calls and get your business back on track. True North Financial has helped many good companies just like yours professionally negotiate with creditors, vendors, and suppliers to restructure your debt obligations, resolve collection lawsuits, eliminate liens, levies, and garnishments, as well as resolve federal and state tax issues. True North Financial can also help you find business funding options for your business. Make the right decision today and call True North Financial at 800-354-1176 for your free analysis. Don't let your business flounder into bankruptcy. Call 800-354-1176. That's 800-354-1176. 800-354-1176. 800-354-1176. Or VendorDebt.com today.
Ask Dr. Victor Franks how I lost 40 pounds in 4 months under his supervision. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to relax and stay that way for hours. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.askdrfranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we were taking care of some business here in the studio with Mike, and we've got Victor Franks. Now, Victor is here. He is the health and wellness consultant for the Titans of Industry out on Fisher Island. I guess I have to now say the International Titans of Industry. They're out on Fisher Island as the demographic there moves from the wealthy Northeasterner to the wealthy Northeasterner to just the local person. Victor, welcome back to the show.
Always good to be back, Jim.
Now, Victor, we're talking about digestive health and all that other stuff, and I know that when you came in the other day, you brought me some Zypan, and you told me that that'll whip through anything. But now, I know I'm ahead of myself. What's on the agenda today?
Well, that's the solution, the easy solution for what I'm going to talk about. A lot of people are very misinformed about their own personal digestive health. And one of the big problems is the food combinations that people eat. The great American diet, which is meat and potatoes, you know, fish and rice, chicken and, you know, and a basket of bread.
Sandwiches.
Exactly. And your favorite, as a matter of fact. And so what happens is when you eat meat and starch together, what happens in your gut is you need a highly acidic environment to break down meat, and at the same time you're eating starch, and you need a high pH digestive enzyme to break that down. So you put acid and base together. What do you get? It neutralizes each other.
Yeah, so that's why people have problems with milk? Dairy?
That's another issue completely.
Because, well, isn't that a basic, though? I mean, I know I have no life, wondering about that.
Well, I don't recommend dairy products, period, because it creates mucus in your body and gums up the works.
I was going to say, anybody that's looking to put you-know-what through a goose, they ain't going to have no milk involved.
If you want to use a car analogy, that's why I use gum out, because that's what happened to your old carburetor when you could still work on a car. And it was gum out for the residual. That's what dairy products do. But
so what we're really talking about then is keeping the right pH in the stomach, because it's really a pool of acid to digest stuff.
It's high school chemistry here. If you want to break down meat and you need a heavy acid environment, and all of a sudden you eat some starch with it and it neutralizes the acid, what happens, and it's disgusting to think about, but the food, instead of getting digested properly, it tends to rot. And it putrefies, and it creates gas, and it creates acid. And that's what the whole heartburn and the acid reflux is all about. It's not that you have too much acid. It's you aren't getting the proper – you don't have acid to begin with.
So these people that are walking around with – I call them beer bellies. You might call them barrels of undigested food at the waist. I mean, that's what it is. It's a lot of elimination. It's not a guy that's fat. It's a guy that's packing.
It's exactly
He's
right.
He's packing poo.
It gets to the point –
Sorry about that.
Well, I mean,
P's
it's graphic and it's awful, but that's basically what's happening. It's – the food gets partially digested at most, and then it moves slowly through your system, and it rots while it does it, because think of your body temperature, 98.6. So if you put some food on a shelf in almost 100-degree room, it wouldn't take long to rot. And so that's what's creating the gas, the flatulence, if you will, and that's what's creating the heartburn and the acid backup. So it's a process of this rotting in your body. And so people take Tums, they take antacids, things like that, to knock down the acid, the little bit they have left that would actually help digest their food. So the whole thinking is backwards.
It's basically counterintuitive what's going on here.
Don't get me started. Once again,
I'm getting you started. It's a radio show. Start.
So, you know, what you need to do, a really easy thing to do, if you're not going to take Zypan or digestive enzymes.
I take them both.
I know. But if you just want to do something, a real simple experiment, have some apple cider vinegar. Just take, an ounce of that, mix it with some water, and drink it down. And that's going to get the pH to 2 or 3 in your stomach, and then it's going to break down the food that you're eating. But the worst thing you can do is take these antacids.
You know, I tell people all that, you know, somebody came up to me today. They hadn't seen me in a while. They said, how much weight did you lose? I go, 40 pounds. I'll admit I put 5, 6, 7 back on, but not 10. And people ask me how they did it. You know, how much exercise did I have to do? And no offense to the UHealth guys, I didn't do a lot of exercise. It was a diet change. Now, I had to do the exercise afterwards because I was just a flabby old man after I lost all the weight. But now I've gone up to the U and I've gotten the physical therapy that I needed and I've gotten the health, you know, the healthfulness back, and now it's well-rounded. But I think that if people put together exercise and the right diet modification, that they can be very helpful and lose weight without being hungry.
Exactly right. You don't have to starve yourself, and you don't have to work out like a fiend either. I mean, I'm all for working out, but you don't have to kill yourself to lose weight. You have to make your body more efficient digesting the food, and hopefully the food you're eating is good food, and that's why I always like to come back to food combinations. Eat fruit by itself, what a concept, especially melons. If you eat that with anything else, it is going to completely give you a horrible case of indigestion. So basically, meat and starch is not a good thing. So eat meat with vegetables, eat meat with salads, but don't eat it with starch. And same with pastas. Have a vegetarian sauce, have a vegetarian pizza, but don't have it together. And it's very simple. I mean, I know it flies in the face of the all-American diet, which is the white trash diet, because it's white flour, white sugar, and that creates an alkaline condition. And many people are very confused about the acid alkaline concept in the body, but you need an acid gut to break things down. If you have an alkaline gut, like I said, all you need is intestinal gas, you need acid in your stomach, and you know something's not working right. It's very simple stuff.
Well, Victor, we've only got a couple of minutes left. First of all, before we go any further, I want to have you put out your phone number, your website, and then we'll kind of wrap up with some of your good tips on eating right as I try to avoid too much bloatiness and gas.
Well, my website is www.askdrfranks.com, and my phone number is 305-975-8748.
Now, Victor, if we're telling people that they should work on their pH in their stomach, how should they do that? What should they use? Where do they get it?
They can buy different products from me. I like to use Standard Process, and Zypan is my favorite because it has the most important thing is pepsin, which really breaks things down. But it has
had in toothpaste when we were kids?
Well, actually, Pepsi-Cola, that's how it started out. That's where the name Pepsi-Cola.
So it's like a digestive help.
Yeah, exactly. Back in the day when
I'm getting bloaty right now. It's a good thing there's only a few minutes left in the show.
Well, one other thing, too. You haven't asked me about probiotics, and a lot of people know that word.
Well, that's a line, but I don't think you're a believer in a line. Isn't there better stuff than that?
There's you know, a lot of different probiotics you can take. It's best to get stuff that's refrigerated, but they're not all necessarily needed.
Like those liquid little drinks and stuff?
Yeah,
Vivian used to get me them fruit drinks.
And some of the yogurts, you know, most of them don't have enough, but more importantly, what kills the beneficial bacteria in your gut to begin with, where you actually need probiotics, obviously antibiotics, but think about other things like meat that is raised on antibiotics, say chicken that's in overcrowded conditions, things like that. So it has to be grass-fed and organic meat that hasn't been fed antibiotics. Too much alcohol. Alcohol kills bugs on a cut. You put it on there to
put it in your stomach. I've drank alcohol and felt the burn.
Exactly. Too much coffee. Chlorinated water. So all those things that you don't even think about, they're killing your intestinal flora, so that's why you need probiotics as well.
Well, Victor, I need you to come back in 2 weeks and help me feel better again. Are you willing to do that?
I think I can arrange it.
All right. Well, listen, I got to wrap up the show. I'm going to do that by thanking our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive, True North Financial, the NFL Alumni Association, the Miami Dolphins, Social Media 305, Burger Singerman. Gosh, I got to take a breath. The Aztec Group, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, of course, our folks at UHealth who serve us up these great guests every week. And I want to thank you, our listeners. Without you, the show wouldn't be possible. Now, if you missed today's show, it's going to be on our website, www.freedombusiness.com. Check that out, because Mike's done a heck of a lot of good work there. Join our community and give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. You can do the Twitter thing at Jim Fried or at Fried on Business. High five to Johnny. We're on Facebook. Hook us up there. LinkedIn, YouTube. There's some great stuff on YouTube. And again, our website gets thousands of hits each week, so make sure you go there and join us. And remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. We'll see everybody next week on Freed on Business. Juan, take us out. Stay safe on the highway, everybody. Sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody